King of Bhutan announces new Jelapha Mindfulness City. Jelapha Mindfulness City aims to establish Bhutan as a prominent economic center in South Asia. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk revealed intentions to establish Jelapha Mindfulness City Special Administrative Region, SAR, on Bhutan's 116th National Day. The city, situated in the southern region of the kingdom, will be financed through investments in green energy, physical and digital connectivity, infrastructure, and education. King of Bhutan announces new Jelapha Mindfulness City. Jelapha Mindfulness City aims to establish Bhutan as a prominent economic center in South Asia. Rooted in Bhutanese values and the gross national happiness philosophy, the city prioritizes the personal well-being of its residents alongside economic growth. The city's unique design includes a collection of inhabitable bridges, serving as both transportation infrastructure and housing various civic and cultural facilities. These bridges are specifically tailored to each of the 9 domains of gross national happiness. King of Bhutan announces new Jelapha Mindfulness City. The bridges will each contain important facilities, an airport, a Vajrayana spiritual center where visitors can observe the daily practices of monks and masters of mindfulness, a healthcare center combining Eastern and Western medicine, a university, a hydroponic and aquaponic greenhouse showcasing traditional farming methods and modern agricultural science, a cultural center to educate visitors about Bhutanese culture and traditions, and a market selling Bhutanese textiles. The city's western border will be the site of the final bridge, which will be a hydroelectric dam. This dam will have a retaining wall designed to be visitor-friendly, providing viewpoints, staircases for peaceful walks, and a temple. Countless routes will allow visitors and pilgrims to ascend and descend to the visitor center and temple, both located on the man-made cliff. The Sankosh Temple Dam represents the fusion of Bhutan's cultural heritage and its promising future, embodying the essential aspects of Jelapha in its architectural form, the harmonious coexistence of culture and nature. King of Bhutan announces new Jelapha Mindfulness City. Mindfulness City covers an area of over 250,000 acres, equivalent to approximately 2.5% of the total surface area of the Kingdom of Bhutan. Its objective is to enhance the country's rich biodiversity by establishing an interconnected network of ecosystems. This will result in the creation of 11 vibrant neighborhoods influenced by the 35 rivers and streams flowing through the site. These neighborhoods will resemble paddy fields, forming terraced urban structures that descend from the hills to the valley. Each neighborhood will follow the mandala principles and feature symmetrical arrangements of buildings around a central public space. The density will gradually increase from scattered small. Bhutan has gained global recognition due to its unspoiled natural landscapes, abundant forests covering 70% of the country, as well as its spiritual and unique cultural heritage. Jelapha, on the other hand, aims to establish itself as the ultimate destination for those seeking a contemporary Buddhist lifestyle focused on spirituality, well-being, and rejuvenation. Serving as the entrance to the rest of Bhutan, Jelapha Mindfulness City is strategically located between the Phibsa Wildlife Sanctuary and Royal Manas National Park, offering tourists the opportunity to explore these nature reserves. Additionally, it is conveniently connected to Thimphu. The Jelapha Master Plan embodies His Majesty's vision to develop a city that nurtures progress and creativity while staying rooted in Bhutanese nature and culture. The concept of the Mindfulness City envisions a unique destination where nature thrives, agriculture is seamlessly integrated, and tradition is not only preserved but also evolved. Jelapha, shaped by its waterways, is a place where bridges connect nature and people, past and future, in the local and global communities. Similar to the traditional dzongs, these bridges serve as both cultural landmarks and essential transportation infrastructure, providing civic facilities as well. One notable example is the Sankosh Temple Dam, which integrates the city's core values into a beautiful landscape of stairs and platforms. Resembling a modern-day tiger's nest, this man-made monument symbolizes the potential for a sustainable human presence on Earth, blending engineering with art and harnessing the forces of nature for power. Mindfulness City is influenced by the Bhutanese culture of respect and compassion towards others and nature. the city's design aims to promote ecological systems by creating a connection between plants, animals, people, and ideas. This city serves as a symbol of the unbreakable connection between humanity and nature, and sets an international precedent for constructing a sustainable human existence on our planet. Mindfulness City is inspired by the Bhutanese culture of showing respect and compassion towards others and nature. The city's design aims to promote ecological systems by connecting plant and animal life, as well as fostering connections between people and ideas. It serves as a powerful demonstration of the unbreakable bond between humanity and nature, serving as a global model for constructing sustainable human settlements on our planet. The first milestone in Jelifu's development was the groundbreaking ceremony for the new international airport, which took place on December 23, 2023. Jelifu has existing tourism infrastructure, including hotels, but capacity will naturally expand with increased traffic and demand brought about by its growth. Jelifu's development commenced with the initiation of the new international airport, celebrated through a groundbreaking ceremony on December 23, 2023. While Jelifu already possesses tourism infrastructure, such as hotels, its capacity will naturally expand in response to the amplified traffic and demand resulting from its growth.